This is Radio Nepal. I'm Arjun Sapkota with the news. The headlines first. Both houses of federal parliament endorse government's policies and programs for upcoming fiscal year. Prime Minister Pushpakamal Dal Prachand expects parliament deadlock to be removed by tomorrow. Government set to unveil budget for next fiscal year on Tuesday. Finance Minister Barsamman Poon projects country's economy to be expanded by 3.9% during current fiscal year. And UN estimates death of over 670 people in massive landslide in Papua New Guinea. Now the news in detail. Both houses of the federal parliament have endorsed the government's policies and programs for the upcoming fiscal year 2024-25 amidst protests from the main opposition, Nepali Congress. Meetings of the House of Representatives and the National Assembly today endorsed the proposal put forth by Prime Minister Pushpakamal Dal Prachand seeking the endorsement of the policies and programs. Before the House of Representatives passed the proposal, the Prime Minister responded to queries raised during the discussion on the fresh policies and programs. Responding to the concerns over the government's policies and programs, Prime Minister Dahal stated that the government's policies and programs aim to fulfill the national aspiration of building a prosperous Nepal. He added that the good governance, social justice for social and economic transformation, as specified by the major topics contained in the policies and the programs. Prime Minister Dahal also showed that the amendments received from the parliamentarians on the proposed policies and programs would cover the additional issues mentioned in the annual budget statement the government is to present in the parliament. Likewise, regarding the parliament obstruction, Prime Minister Dahal said, although today's political meeting failed to agree on removing parliament deadlock, consensus on the matter would be raised by tomorrow. Earlier today, Prime Minister Dahal met with Nepali Congress Pradeep Deva and urged him to end the ongoing deadlock in the parliament. In the meeting, Prime Minister Dahal urged leader Deva to initiate to resume the house business as it was being obstructed by the Nepali Congress. The government is set to unveil the budget for the next fiscal year, 28th of May. Speaker Deep Raj Ghimire today informed a meeting of the House of Representatives that Finance Minister Barsamman Poon will be presenting the budget before a joint sitting of the both houses of the Federal Parliament at 1 a.m. on Tuesday. Meanwhile, Finance Minister Barsamman Poon has presented the economic survey of the current fiscal year in the meeting of the National Assembly today. Tabling the survey in the meeting, Finance Minister Poon argued that the country's economy and social indicators were improving. The survey has analyzed the overall economic, social, sectoral-wise development and good governance of the federal, provincial and local levels during the entire period of the last fiscal year and up to 8 months of the current fiscal year. Finance Minister Poon estimated the nation's economy would expand by 3.9% owing to the growth in the agriculture and service sectors despite the construction in the productive sectors. The finance minister further said that the total investment is likely to increase by 2.8% and reach ₹1,741,480,000,000 in the current fiscal year, and the per capita income will reach $1,456. The government areas have reached 1.18 trillion rupees. This amount makes up to the arrears from government offices, institutional corporations, and provincial and local governments and related bodies. The 61st annual report of the Office of the Auditor General stated that the last fiscal year alone witnessed 236 billion rupees arrears. In the updated arrears, the federal government offices make up 342 billion rupees, while provincial government offices 28.46 billion rupees and local government offices 193 billion rupees. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
Sada khana 100 rupees, mutton khana 200 rupees. Oi! मोबाइलको डाटा पनि हामीले चलाएको मेनु अनुसार महँगो र सस्तो पर्नु पर्ने होइन र?
हुन्छ नि मित्र, फेसबुक, ट्विटर, इन्स्टाग्राम, भाइबर, व्हाट्सएप जस्ता सामाजिक सञ्जालहरू मात्रै चलाउने हो भने नेपाल टेलिकममा असाध्यै सस्तो मूल्यमा सोसियल मिडिया डाटा प्याक पाइन्छ। त्यही लिने मजाले चलाउने
*1415# डायल गर्नुहोस्। नेपाल टेलिकम, राष्ट्रको सञ्चार।
वेलकम ब्याक। नाउ द रिमेनिङ न्यूज। Minister for Communication and Information Technology Rekha Sharma has tabled the Media Council Bill in the National Assembly meeting today. Tabling the bill at the National Assembly, Minister Sharma said the bill was required for the development and promotion of fair, independent and accountable journalism through self-regulation to maintain professionalism. Minister Sharma stated that the draft of the new law was needed for the establishment and operation of the Media Council as an autonomous and regulatory body. You are listening to Radio Nepal's 8 PM English News Bulletin. Now on to some international news updates. The UN's International Organization for Migration on Sunday increased its estimate of the death toll from a massive landslide in Papua New Guinea to more than 670, as emergency responders and traumatized relatives gave up hope that any survivors will now be found. The Associated Press news agency quoted the chief of the UN Migration Agency's mission in the South Pacific island nation, Sirhan Octopark, at saying the revised toll was based on calculations by Yambali Village and Inga provincial officials that more than 150 homes had been buried by Friday's landslide. The previous estimate had been 60 homes. Only 5 bodies and a leg of a 6th victim had been recovered by Sunday. It is reported that recovery efforts in the area are underway. At least 7 infants have been killed in a fire at a children's hospital in Indian capital New Delhi. The Al Jazeera has quoted fire officer Atul Garg on Sunday at saying rescuers carried 12 newborns from the hospital to another facility, but 5 of them died due to smoke inhalation. He further said 5 others survived and are being treated for smoke inhalation. The owner of the hospital had fled and is yet to be identified, as per police. The fire broke out late on Saturday night in the Baby Care Hospital in New Delhi's Vivek Bihar area. Now the general weather forecast for the country tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly to generally cloudy in Koshi Province, Madhes Province, Bagmati Province, Gandaki Province and Karnali Province, along with the hilly regions of the country. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is likely to occur at a few places of Koshi Province and one or two places of Madhes Province and Sudhir Pashchim Province and hilly region of the Tarai region of the country. There are also chances of light snowfall at one or two places of the high hilly and mountainous regions of Koshi Province. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin. But before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Both houses of federal parliament endorse government's policies and programs for upcoming fiscal year. Prime Minister Puspa Kamal Dahal Prachanda expects Parliament deadlock to be removed by tomorrow. Government said to unveil budget for next fiscal year on Tuesday. Finance Minister Barsamaan Poon projects country's economy to be expanded by 3.9% during current fiscal year. And UN estimates death of over 670 people in massive landslide in Papua New Guinea. Well, that's the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 AM tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.